Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Positive Affirmations for Confidence, Self-Worth Reset. You know that feeling when you're running on empty? Like your mind is buzzing, your body is aching, and you're just barely holding it together? Yeah, we've all been there. It's the universal experience of burnout, and let's be honest, in this crazy world, it feels like a badge of honor sometimes, right? But what if I told you that prioritizing yourself, even in the midst of chaos, isn't just a luxury, it's a necessity? That's exactly what we're diving into today, the power of self-care for your mental health. Because let's face it, you can't pour from an empty cup. Now, I know what you're thinking. Riley, I'm already swamped. Where am I supposed to find time for self-care? Trust me, I get it. But think of this as a non-negotiable appointment with yourself, not another thing on your to-do list. Self-care isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about actively nourishing your mind, body, and soul so you can show up as the best version of yourself. So, what does that look like? Buckle up because I've got 5 key takeaways for you to make self-care a habit. Number 1. Define your needs. Listen, you're unique. What brings you joy? What calms your anxieties? What recharges your batteries? It's different for everyone, so take some time to really tune in and figure out what you need. Do you crave quiet solitude or the buzz of social interaction? A good workout or a relaxing yoga session? A steaming cup of tea or a thrilling adventure? Get specific. Number 2. Schedule it in. This is key, people. Self-care shouldn't be an afterthought squeezed in between meetings and errands. Treat it like any other important appointment. Block out time in your calendar and stick to it. Even if it's just 15 minutes a day, make it a sacred ritual. You wouldn't cancel a doctor's appointment, would you? Your mental health deserves the same level of respect. Number 3. Embrace boundaries. Oh boy, this one can be tricky. But trust me, setting boundaries is essential for protecting your energy and mental well-being. Learn to say no to commitments that drain you, delegate tasks when possible, and create space for yourself to recharge. Remember, it's okay to put yourself first sometimes, in fact, it's necessary. Number 4. Practice mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind is racing a million miles an hour? Mindfulness helps you slow things down and reconnect with the present moment. Try incorporating simple practices like meditation, deep breathing exercises, or just taking a few moments to appreciate the little things around you. The warmth of the sun, the sound of laughter, the smell of fresh coffee. It's amazing how grounding these moments can be. Number 5. Seek support. Listen, we're not meant to go through life alone. Build a supportive network of friends, family, or even a therapist who you can confide in and lean on during tough times. Sharing your struggles and celebrating your triumphs with others can make all the difference. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. You ever feel like you're juggling a million things at once? Work deadlines, family obligations, social events, it can be overwhelming. I remember this one time, I was neck deep in work, trying to meet a tight deadline, when my phone buzzed. It was my best friend reminding me about our yoga class that night, the one we'd been looking forward to for weeks. Now, part of me wanted to say, sorry, can't, and just keep powering through the work, but then I thought, wait a minute. This is important. It's a chance to de-stress, move my body, and connect with a friend. So I pushed myself away from my desk, put on my yoga clothes, and headed out the door. And you know what? I felt amazing. It was exactly what I needed. Okay, so let's recap because these nuggets of wisdom deserve to be imprinted on your brain. Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity for mental well-being. Define what you need, schedule it in like any other appointment, set healthy boundaries, practice mindfulness, and don't be afraid to seek support. Remember, you are worthy of love, care, and attention, starting with yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to self-care practices? Share them in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, every day is a fresh start to prioritize your well-being. See you tomorrow for another dose of positivity and empowerment.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.